Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for being any and everything that we need you to be, Father God, and being as much of it as we need you to be, Father God, because you know exactly what we need, God, and how much of it that we need, God, in our times of need. And we just want to say thank you for that, Lord God. God, on tonight, we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, Lord God. We dare not, God, sit in silence or let a rock cry out for us, God. We dare not allow our situations or circumstances to put us in a place, God, where we will not exalt you, Lord God, and lift you up and give you the praise, God, because you are worthy and you are deserving of it all, Lord God. We dare not cheat you, God, or allow anything to keep us from giving you our best praise and worship, God, because you are worthy, God, and you're deserving of it all, Lord God. We owe it all to you, Lord God. So, God, on tonight, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God, as we give you thanks to give you praise on tonight, Father God. God, we tell you tonight that we love you, that we appreciate you, God, and we are most grateful and thankful to you, Father God, for all that you do for us, Lord God. God, we thank you for being our comforter. We thank you for being our protector. We thank you for being our light. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our sustainer. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, because we cannot thank you enough, God, for being all that you want for us. We can't thank you enough for doing what you do for us, God. We cannot thank you enough, God, for not allowing those things that are not like you, Lord God, to stay on inside of us, but purging them out, God, where they don't belong, Father God, that we have a temple that you can dwell in, God, because you said, God, you will not dwell inside of any unclean temples. And we thank you, Father God, for the continuous cleaning each and every day, the continuous purging, Father God. Oh, God, we lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God, and we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, God. Oh, God, you are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. And we thank you once again, God, for being our strength, Lord God, as we're going through these challenges and these tests, Father God. Oh, God, we know it's only temporary, Father God. It's only for a moment, Father God. So we want to say thank you for this time and giving us the strength to endure the long suffering, God, that we'll be ready for that season, Lord God. That we will no longer have to fight and battle with these things, Lord God. God, want to say thank you on today, Father God, for giving us, Lord God, the mountains to climb, Lord God, that we know that we are stronger than we think we are, God. God, want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing us to experience some things that perfect us, Lord God, that we may love the way that you said for us to love, God. Oh, God, we cannot tell you how much we appreciate you, God, because in spite of what it looks like, God, in spite of what it sounds like, God, we know it's not really what it pertains to be, God, but we know, Lord God, that you're doing something, Lord God. You're working on the inside of us, Lord God, and you're working things out for our good, God, that we may return back to our proper place in you, which is good, Lord God. God, we just want to say thank you, God, because we know in the midst of it all, God, there is victory, Lord God, when we come out of it, God. In the midst of it, God, it may be some challenges, God, but we know that victory belongs to us, and we declare victory over every area of our life, God, and over every challenge, God, that it would not overtake us. It won't break us, God, but it will make us to be exactly what you want us to be, because you are the potter, God, and we are the clay, and we thank you for the molding, Lord God. We thank you for shaping us, God. We thank you for buffing us, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight, God, for opening up our understanding and giving us clarity, God, and not allowing these things to clutter us up, God, that you can't give us the truth, God. And we know, Lord God, you giving us the truth, it'll make us free, Lord God, and that we can be victorious, that we can, Lord God, to conquer these things, God, because you said that we are more than conquerors, Lord. God, we thank you on tonight, God, for helping us to have the stamina, for helping us to have the perseverance, God. Because, Lord God, we're not going to stop. We're not going to quit. We're going to keep on pressing. We're going to keep on striving, Lord God, to get to that place of perfection in you, God. Because you say you have to perfect some things that concern us. And we thank you for the perfection. In the midst of all this perfection, God, you're giving us that patience that we need. And we want to say thank you for letting patience have her perfect work in us, Lord God, that we may be perfect and entire and lacking nothing, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God, because our completeness things in you, Lord God. You make us perfect and entire, Lord God. In those spaces that are empty, you fill those voids within, Lord God, and let us know where we are lacking, God, that you can give us that fulfillment that we need, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Even in spite of God, you get our praise. Even in spite of God, you get our worship. Even in spite of God, we will lift you up and glorify your name. Because we know, God, that you are greater and that you are bigger, Lord God. And nothing can stand up against you, God. Our problems are less than nothing. It's just a drop in the bucket, Lord God. These things are mediocre to you, God. They're petty to you, God. And we just want to thank you on tonight that you can handle it. We thank you on tonight that you give us a heart, Lord God, and a mind, Lord God, to do your word and keep your commandments, that we may be pleasing in your sight, God. Thank you, Lord God, for going before us. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for standing with us. Thank you on tonight, God, for even carrying us along the way, Lord God. God, you said our weakest moment should be our strength. And we thank you, Lord God, for taking that sadness and depression and those things that try to get us down and waiting and giving us that joy, Lord God, that we can have just a little bit more strength, God, and giving us that peace that we need even in the midst of the chaos, Lord. Oh, God, you are everything that we need you to be, God. And you give us all that we need. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our all in all. Thank you once again, God, that even in the darkness, God, even in the storms that come, we can still see what your son is doing in our lives, God, and what he has already done for us, Lord God. Oh, God, we're so grateful to you, Lord God, for giving us your only son to die on the cross, Father God, for us to be free, God. When he was upon that cross and shed his blood for us, Lord God, that we can be washed, cleansed, and purified, God, and by his stripes that we are healed. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because through these challenges, some healing is taking place, God, and some things are being exposed and purged out of us, Lord God, that we can be complete in the healing in the areas of life that we need healing in, God. God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because in the midst of it all, God, we still give you our yes, Lord God. We'll say yes, God, to still being forgiving, saying yes, Lord God, to still loving, saying yes, Lord God, to still, Lord God, doing everything that's required of us, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for letting us know, God, just how much greatness that you have put on the inside of us, Lord God, that we may keep on keeping on and just holding on, Lord God. God, on tonight, we continue to activate our faith by putting all these things down at your feet and not allowing us to put us in a place of hopelessness or discouragement, Father God, but keeping our eyes stayed on you and holding on to our promise, because you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, God. And we know that your word does not return void, God. If you said it, it is so. It is yes and amen, God. So on today, we'll continue, Lord God, to endure and bear our cross, God. We will accept these things on today, Father God, that we can accept everything and receive, Lord God, what you have in store for us spiritually as well as naturally, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you once today, Father God, for helping us have eyes to still see, God, what it is that you tell us, God, even in spite of, Lord God. But we confess to you, Lord God, these things get challenging. We confess to you, Father God, sometimes we gotta think it kind of way to God. We confess to you, Lord God, that sometimes these things, Lord God, cause us to be in a place where our emotions are unstable, God. But we trust you with us, Lord God, and we bring these things before you, Lord God, and we lay them at your feet. Because you said to cast our cares upon you because you care for God. Give you every heavy weight and every concern, God. Everything, Lord God, that put us in a place, Lord God, with us. We are unstable in our minds. Lay it all at your feet. Give it all to you and surrender all, Lord God. And submit ourselves to you under your mighty hand, Lord God. That we will, Lord God, be pleasing in your sight. We will, Lord God, do what you say you want us to do. How you say what you want us to do, God, willingly and openly, Lord God. Because we want to hear good and well done. My faithful service, Lord God. God, Lord God, let's continue, Lord God, to abide in you as you abide in us, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God. God, may we continue to keep our eyes stayed on you and follow you, Lord God, because you are our guidance. You are our instructor, Lord God, and we know that you will lead us astray, Lord God. You have our best interests and our very best intentions at hand, and we want to say thank you for that, God, because you got a plan for us, Lord, that is of good and not of evil, Lord God. Lord God, you said you were going to complete some things, Lord God, so we know, Father God, in the midst of all of this, Lord God, you got to remove some things that will cause us to be incomplete, so that we can have that completeness, God, that everything is put together where it needs to be, God. You know the right ingredients, God, that needs to be on the inside of us, God. So, God, may we continue, Lord God, to practice those fruits of the Spirit. May we continue, Father God, to allow ourselves to allow you to pour your Spirit on the inside of us, God, that we'll be more mindful, God, that we'll continue to consider, Lord God, that we, Father God, will be quick, Lord God, to bow down unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to do what you do best, Lord God. Your best work in the dark. And we thank you, Father God, for working on us and in us and through us, Lord God. Oh, God, we cannot thank you enough tonight, God, for being, Lord God, the great I am within our life. for being all knowing God, for being all powerful God, for being sovereign, Lord God. You are glorious God, and you are greater than to be praised, God. And we will not resist the work that you need to do. We humble ourselves before you. We accept the working and your chastisement and your correction. We accept the working, God, of those things, Lord God, that come to make us, show us our hearts and show us exactly what's on the inside of us, God, that you can complete the work that you have begun, God. God, we accept, Lord God, the antagonize. We accept, Father God, the disrespect. We accept the unacceptable on tonight, God, because all of these things, God, you're making us great. You're making us, God, to have the love that we need to have. You're making us to have a heart of forgiveness. You're making us, God, to be able, Lord God, to be sincere, to be true, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for making us, Lord God, because you know what is best for us, Lord God. So, God, on tonight, Lord God, as we release these things, we lay it all at your feet, God. And we stand in the gap for today, Lord God, and we lift up one another, Father God, because we, each and every one of us, God, go through the experience and a challenge, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you're working on each and every one of us, Lord God, in an area that needs to be worked on, Lord God, because you know we need individually, Lord God. So may your people, God, allow me to and accept you, God, to work in them, God, that you can work it out for them, so it'll work out for their good, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people on today, Father God. Everything, Lord God, that we laid on the altar, God. Everything, Father God, that's on the prayer wall, God. Everything that's inside of our hearts, we give it to you on tonight, God. And we lift it up, God. God, we even ask that you would touch our loved ones, families, and friends, Lord God, that you put before our face and we call out by name, God. And even the ones that we don't know, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you're working in all of our lives, God. And even though we may not hear you, God, or see you, Lord God, we know that you are always up to something, something good and something, God. So may your people continue to endure and press, Lord God, and wait in expectation, Lord God, in anticipation, God. Oh, God, in that waiting, God, may we not go before you, God. May we not stop and quit, God, but may we continue, Father God, to keep up with your timing, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to thank you for your timing, because your timing is always perfect and it's always right on time, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, let your people know on today, Father God, that everything, Lord God, that they are waiting on is just the beginning of it on today, Father God, that you have the final say, Lord God. It's not over until you say it's over, because your word is final. So whatever you declare and decree, God, it is so, God. May your people, Lord God, continue to speak the word of life over their lives and into their lives, Father God. God, you said we have the power to speak things. It's power in our words on today, Father God. So, Lord God, let's continue, Lord God, to speak your truth, Lord God, when the enemy tries to bring the lie, God, even if we think it on today, Father God. God, we cast out every vain imagination, thought except above you, God, and we lift up your truth, Father God. And your truth said that we have the victory and we are victorious, God. We shall not claim defeat, but we claim the victory on today, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Lord God, for your word that we can use to encourage ourselves, because it is true. It is true, God. We lift you up on tonight, God. We love you, God, and we appreciate you so much, Lord God. Oh, God, we cannot tell you enough how much we love you. We can't express our gratitude enough, God. We are grateful. We are thankful to you on today, God, because if it had not been for you, we would have already let go and gave up a long time ago, Father God, but because of your love and your strength, because of who you are for us, God, we can endure it. We can withstand. We can continue in the long suffering, and we bless you for that, God. We bless you for that, Lord. God, continue to watch over us. May your blood continue to cover us, God. May your peace continue, Lord God, to consume us, Lord God. And may we continue to rest in you, God, because you are our resting place. And we thank you that you're not only our resting place, God, but our place of refuge, God, where we can come to, God. And we can seek you, Lord God. And you be our help, God. And we thank you for helping us, God, in every area and every way, form, and fashion that you are helping us, God. We accept it and we can receive, and we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, continue to meet us right here in the sanctuary, God. You said, well, two or three gather, you'll be there, Lord God. And we welcome you in, God, on tonight. Even as we go forth in Tuesday, teach us, Lord God. Teach us, God. Give us the heart of acceptance, God, to accept what you are teaching us, God, that we will have the May your truth tonight enlighten us and edify us, God, and continue to make us free. God, continue to hear our prayers and answer them, Lord God. Consider them, Lord God. Let your will be done according to your perfect timing, Lord, and the season, God.